This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The school year is hitting its stride across Wisconsin, but after 2 years of disruptions from the pandemic, there's a lot of catching up to do. Madeline Fox went to Hackett Elementary School in Beloit to see what that looks like.
Hackett Elementary has students from pre-K to third grade, which means most of its students haven't actually had a normal pre-COVID school year before. Hackett was virtual in spring 2020 and for most of last year, transitioning into 2 in-person days a week for the last couple months.
Some of the kids didn't come back, unfortunately, so it would be 18 months since they've been in a school.
That's Ryan McReynolds, Hackett's principal.
Some of the younger kids haven't been in school ever. It would be their first time stepping foot into school.
Especially in elementary school, a lot of what happens in the classroom can't be easily replicated online. Beyond academics, students are also learning how to share, how to resolve conflict, how to raise their hands and focus. In first grade teacher Sarah Honig's classroom, the first lesson after lunch is a review of the letters that they learned last year.
All right, we have 2 new letters today.
Yay.
You learned these in kindergarten, so we're going through them kind of fast. How did you know that?
There's always some review at the start of a new year, but Honig is really drilling down on some concepts this year.
Basically just prioritizing what they really need to learn, like content-wise, not covering the little things, trying to combine things to get the most bang for my buck with my teaching, the social skills. Super important, getting back into the swing of things. A lot of these kids missed their entire kindergarten year.
She also knows how squirrely kids can get, so she tries to change things up throughout the day.
We're back and forth from the carpet to the seats. They have an assigned spot on the carpet, so they're always sitting with the same, you know, in proximity. And we're pretty spread out as well. We keep the day moving. First grade's busy.
Third grader Ian Murillo says sitting still was one of the worst parts of remote learning last year.
Online, I just need to sit and sit and listen and listen.
In remote learning, there were a lot more challenges than just sitting still. Not everyone had a quiet place to work or regular internet access. Many kids had to share their space, which came with a lot of distractions.
My little brother always goes in the bedroom, and he just jumps behind, and I tell him to not and to go somewhere else. And do your Zoom, but he says, but I have no Zoom, it finished.
Remote learning went so differently for different students last year, depending on their resources, as well as what and how they learn best. That means where they are right now is really different from student to student as well. Jacqueline DeGeorge teaches the English language classes for a bilingual immersion third grade class.
They had already gone to school, you know, a couple of years. So as far as the routines of school, the third graders in my classroom have adjusted very well.
She says the first couple of weeks were mostly gauging where kids were on their academics.
Already we've started doing the formative assessment to help us see where the students are reading at and what kinds of things we might need to work on in small group with them or individually with them. So not a test in the traditional sense, but built into assignments and day-to-day interaction with the students.
DeGeorge says she has been seeing some more gaps in what kids know this year than in a typical year. To Principal Ryan McReynolds, the important thing is keeping school in person.
Everything's gonna come with time. You know, kids are gonna get what they need. Biggest thing we need them is here. So as long as they're here, we'll take care of what we need to take care of. We just need to be here.
That's why masks are required, and he's got a big box of extras in his office to run down to students who lose them or get them dirty while they're eating or at recess.
Just in case. Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
School districts around the state are doing that same dance. They're working to figure out where kids are and what they need to catch up academically and socially. But there's always that worry that they'll have to close again, even temporarily, and could lose some of that progress with students. Madeline Fox, Wisconsin Public Radio.